SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/Indonesia.
Pendengar, Australia adalah pemimpin dunia dalam panel surya atap dengan lebih dari 3,6 juta rumah tangga beralih ke bentuk energi hijau ini. Climate Council mengatakan panel surya menghemat tagihan listrik warga Australia hingga 3 miliar dolar setiap tahun dan berharap dapat menggandakan angka tersebut. Namun, para ahli mempertanyakan seberapa layak hal ini karena warga Australia terus bergulat dalam krisis biaya hidup. Berikut ini, Magnus Angyuri dan Gabriela Catanasso melaporkan hal tersebut untuk SBS News. Ketika Mamun Resa memasang panel surya di atapnya 5 tahun yang lalu, tagihan listriknya turun dengan drastis.
For us, it was more about the not knowing, the getting bill shocks, you know. Sometimes it'd be large, so sometimes it wouldn't be as large. So the peace of mind of not getting bill shocks anymore, not getting a bill that you didn't expect it to be so large.
Dan kini setelah menambahkan baterai tenaga surya, ia tidak hanya menghemat uangnya, namun ia juga mendapatkannya.
Once we put the batteries in, we actually haven't had any electricity bill this year at all. So we've actually got a bit of credit. We've got about $400 credit so far because we do sell some of the excess energy in the battery back to the grid.
Climate Council mengatakan industri energi surya Australia telah tumbuh secara signifikan selama dekade terakhir dengan lebih dari 300 ribu sistem terpasang setiap tahunnya. Hal ini dapat menghemat tagihan listrik rumah tangga rata-rata setidaknya $1,500 setiap tahunnya. Di Australia, panel surya atap menghasilkan hingga 23 GB kapasitas energi terbarukan yang terjangkau sekitar 1/4 dari kapasitas listrik nasional. Namun, Climate Council menemukan bahwa semakin tinggi pendapatan rumah tangga di suatu area, semakin kecil kemungkinan mereka memasang panel surya. Oleh karena itu, Kepala Eksekutif Climate Council, Amanda McKenzie, mengatakan ada potensi yang belum dimanfaatkan.
We found in our research that it's the outer suburbs who have really jumped on solar to reduce their household bills as well as reduce climate pollution. There is a lot of opportunity still in wealthy suburbs as well as for others like apartment dwellers who may want to put solar but haven't had the opportunity yet. So there is ongoing opportunity for solar in Australia. We're really just at the start.
Namun kini ada dorongan bagi rumah tangga untuk melangkah lebih jauh dan berinvestasi pada baterai yang akan menyimpan kelebihan energi. Kepala Eksekutif Energy Institute di University of New South Wales, Danny Alexander, menjelaskan.
The benefit of a battery is not to generate new power, but it's to store power that is generated from other sources and use it at different times of the day. So in the context of renewable energy, it's variable. We often hear this story of the wind is not blowing or the sun is not shining. And so any type of energy storage, and battery included, is able to store that at times when there's surplus, and so we can use it when there's a deficit.
Meski dikatakan membantu menghemat uang dalam jangka panjang, Alexander mengatakan periode pengembalian modal untuk baterai dapat menghalangi mereka yang kesulitan untuk melakukan investasi.
The upfront cost of a battery is really expensive. So I think if we were to see the widespread rollout of battery storage at the household level, there would need to be some kind of government support for that. And we did see that in the solar generation side, where at the early stages of solar PV development, there were government incentives that supported their rollout.
Climate Council mengatakan akan sangat disayangkan jika tidak memanfaatkan tenaga surya secara maksimal karena Australia merupakan salah satu negara yang paling cerah di dunia. Laporan ini disusun oleh Magna Aguri dan Gabriel Catanoso untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.